Blog Talk Radio. Let's read the commandments. First commandments.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, God, am jealous God. I may have read this sentence wrong. Let me read again. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities and iniquities of sins of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That was the second commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So children who are listening, those that say have given themselves over to our Father in heaven, to me that means do not misuse or his name for evil purposes. Don't curse his name. The fourth commandment, you should learn these now. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, neither thy son nor thy daughter, nor thy man servant, nor the maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. The Sabbath day is a Saturday, and hallowed it means he made that day holy. You're going to church on Monday, the first day of the week. You're not supposed to go on Sunday. Constantine, the Roman emperor, challenged to Sunday, where he was a worshiper of the sun goddess. We are followers of Christ. Go back to, I understand that many churches have been closed. And if you go back to having the church, make sure you have it on the Sabbath day or a Saturday and not worship Constantine. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. Days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. The sixth commandment, we live in a country where he said that we women can have abortions. Well, I'm an old woman nowadays, and I cannot have abortion because the Lord would not allow it. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Don't have an abortion just because your law people or your Congress tells you that it's permissible. God says don't do that. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means be faithful to your spouse. Men, be faithful to your woman. And woman, be faithful to your husband. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. I don't know of any other God that tells you us laws. If you love me, you will keep his commandment. Now, the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You shall not lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. And that covet means to be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his ass. And the ass is a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor. You are not supposed to do that. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Tuesday, everyone. You are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy and rest. You can find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 20. I just read to you from the book of Exodus, verses 3 through 17. I'm looking at my chalkboard. It says that we are in 1 Samuel, but we have read past that. And the reason why I tell you that we are further is because I don't know when my Father in heaven will call me, and I am to read. He told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm doing. I'm reading to you again. Hopefully you will understand every word that I will read to you. We are in 2 Samuel. I'm going to start reading there, and hopefully I will read chapter 6. And there are some words in the Bible that I may not pronounce correctly, but I am doing my best to do what my Father in heaven told me to do, and that is feed his sheep. And I think that is to read the Bible unto you who are my listeners. I'm very proud that I have a few persons that follow me. Hopefully, you will listen to my program. And I am on Blog Talk Radio. You can look it up on your computer and call them and ask to be a host. Get your own program with Blog Talk Radio. And there is a fee that you will have to pay. And it depends on how you want to respond. And I have chosen the program where I can come on for at least an hour, but I come on for 5 minutes. And I am happy to do what I do for my Father who is in heaven. I try not to do what Satan wants me to do. Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5 and start reading. Hopefully, you will have enough time to find where I am. 2 Samuel chapter 5, let's read. Then came all the tribe of Israel to David unto Hebron and speak, saying, Behold, we are the born in thy flesh. Also, in past time, when Saul was king over us, thou was that led us out and brought us in Israel. And the Lord said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. Oh my goodness, I even though I have read this book several times before, twice before, I never have picked up on that, where my Father in heaven told I'll read verse 2 to you again. See, also in past time when Saul was king over us, thou was and brought us in Israel. And the Lord said to you, Thou shalt be my people, Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. I never knew that, even though I had read this before, at least twice, I never picked up on this. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me of this. Verse 3, so the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and the king David made a league with them in Hebron. A league is a union, like a union in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. Reign means to rule, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, and he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem besides the inhabitants of the land, saying, let me read that again, verse 6. The king and his men went to Jerusalem, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake to David, saying, Except thou the way, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither. thinking David cannot come in thither. Thither means there. Nonetheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. And David said, on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smitten the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore said they said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David dwelt in the fort and called the city of the city of David. And David built around about from Milo and inward. That Milo, be pronounced Milo, is spelled M-I-L-L-O, and inward. And David went on and grew great. And the Lord of, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, the king of Tyre, sent messages to messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David his house. And David perceived that the Lord has established him king over Israel, in that he had altered his kingdom and his people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives of Jerusalem after he came from Hebron. And there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the names of those that were born to him in Jerusalem: Shem. I cannot pronunciate this name because I know how I will spell it. S-H-A-M, M, and Solomon. I-B-H-A-R, I-S-O, and E-L-I-S-H-U-A, and N-A-P-H-E-G, and J-A-P-H-A-H-I-R. Spell that again for you, see. J-A-P-H-I-A. And E-L-I-S-H-A-M-A. M-E-L-I-A-D-A-A-L-E-T. But when the Philistines heard that they had appointed David king over Israel, how the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the hole, and the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rehum, that's spelled R-E-P-H-A. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistine and would thou deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said to David, go up, and I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Baal Prism. That's spelled Baal-Pera. And David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth on my enemies before me and has bridge of water. Let me read the last sentence, verse 20 again. And David came to Baal Prism, that's spelled Baal hyphen Pera. And David smote them there. And David said, the Lord has spoken forth upon my enemies before me as he breached the waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal-Prism, that's spelled Baal hyphen Pera-Zim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rehob. That's spelled R-E-P-H-A-I-M. And David inquired of the Lord. He said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass between them and come upon the other side of the mulberry tree. That's spelled mulberry trees. And when thou hearest the sound of a going in, the taps of the mulberry tree, that when thou shalt, I don't know the word, I should have looked it up, B-E-S-T-I-R, star themselves, for them shall the Lord go out before thee and smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until they came to Gaza. This is the end reading of chapter 5. Hopefully you see, understand that. And now I will try to read all of chapter 6. And if I cannot read all of chapter 6, again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went them all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah. That's spelled B-A-A-L-E of Judah. And going up from this, the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, between the cherubims. And they went and they set the ark of God upon the new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah of Zai and Ohio. The sons of Abinadab drove the new cart, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, according to the ark of God, and a before the cart. And David and all the house of Israel prayed before the Lord on matter of instruments made of fir wood, even the harps, and on psalteries and trembles and cornets, cymbals. And when they came to NACHON apostrophe threshold, UZZAH put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, and the oxen shook it. And the angel of the Lord kindled against Uriah. I guess this is spelled UZZAH. And God smote him, therefore, for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made Uzziah, UZZAH, and he called the name of the place Pirath Uzziah. That's spelled Perez, I guess. It's spelled P-E-R-E-Z hyphen U-Z-Z-H to this day. And David was afraid of how the Lord that day and said, how the Lord come to me. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto the city of David, but David called it outside the house of Hodom Obed. That's Obed. It's spelled O-B-E-D hyphen Edom, E-D-O-T-T-A-T-A. Let me re-spell that name again. G-I-T-T-I-T-E. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household to King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Was so when they that bear the ark of the covenant had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord all with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David, an ephod is usually a sleeveless vesture. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. So that was the daughter that was promised to David in the first place, but she was given to another person. Verse 17, and they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle of David and pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And so as soon as David had made an end of burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dwelt among the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as the women and men of everyone, to everyone a cake of bread and a wagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. And David returned to his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was they who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, and as one of the things those shamelessly uncovered himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was the before the Lord which chose me before thy father in his house to appoint me ruler of the people of the Lord over Israel. Before will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be based on sight and the maiden servant which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. That is the reading of chapter 6. And I will probably say a prayer. I want you to read chapters 7 and 8 for Friday. This coming lesson for you all. Let's have a closing prayer to our Father. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us and always protecting us day and night from the evils of Satan, the devil, that they call him, protecting us from his hate. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus by the Constantine. Remember, as in James chapter 4, in verse 15, if it's the will, Lord's will, I will be back with you all this Friday. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. But remember also that God loves you more than I.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another. And heaven might find a place
in
their heart.
Jesus,
he won't let you down, and I know he we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.